When Tornit visited the Austrian State Chancellor Prince von Metternich in Johannesburg Palace in Rheingau in 1841, the latter advised him to start a new life in Vienna. "In Boppard, you'll remain a poor man," his words are said to have been. After his successful inaugural visit to the imperial courts, Tornit presented his glue layer process to the Lower Austrian Trade Association. On the 16th of July, 1842, he received the Austrian patent to bend any type of wood, even the most brittle, into the desired forms and curves by chemical and mechanical means. His family, who had initially stayed in Boppard, followed the father in the autumn of that year to Vienna. Initially, Michael Tornit and his sons worked for the Viennese furniture manufacturer Clemens List. Through him, they made contact with the English architect Peter Hubert de Vigny, who had been tasked with redesigning the Palais Liechtenstein. As the Viennese carpenter and parquet manufacturer Karl Leisler already had the general contract for furniture and flooring, the Tornits worked as his subcontractors. They produced elaborate parquet floors and a range of different chairs in the second Rococo style. With these models, which were made from three-dimensional rods, bent and glued together, Tornit succeeded in making furniture with very elegant and graceful lines. In 1849, Tornit opened his own workshop in Gumpendorf near Vienna, in which parquet flooring was made as well as furniture. The chair, which was made for the Palais Schwarzenberg in 1849, was and is highly elegant. It was later produced as number one in the series. It's a simplified version of the Liechtenstein chair. Rear legs, backrest and motif no longer form one line, but the big loop of the Schwarzenberg chair is set into the back as its own motif. At about the same time, Tornit developed the prototype for chair number 4, which he fitted out at Café Daum am Kohlmarkt in 1851. With this model, he widened his customer base of bulk purchasers.